Welcome to the Journal Hijabi podcast. I'm your host, Sirin, and here we're all about elevating the voices of hijabi women in mainstream media through authentic storytelling. Without further ado, let's begin the episode.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today is one of those days for me where it's just gloomy outside and you don't really feel like doing anything or getting up, but you also have some chores to do, but also it's gonna rain and you don't feel like going out. So that's kind of how I feel today. In regards to today's episode, I will say I have been holding on to this episode for a while because it's definitely a different kind of episode. So this was a moment of hijab insecurity, meaning that there was a moment. Okay, let me backtrack just so it can make sense. So this episode was recorded on Eid. So this was like back in the summer. And I was wearing like a black abaya and a black hijab. And I was just, you know, driving around and I wanted to get down at one stop at like a place. But I just suddenly felt like this rush and moment of insecurity regarding my hijab. I guess not really my hijab, but like I guess the way that I was dressed in correlation to the hijab. Like, it wasn't just a normal outfit, you know, like jeans, a shirt, and then a hijab, and then like I'm used to. It was kind of like all out, like basically as if I was in Saudi Arabia. So I'm not really used to dressing like that, but I was dressed that way because I left the mosque, and so I was wearing a full black abaya and then a black hijab. So I really felt off. Because, you know, I live in the South, I live in Texas, it's like conservative, and the place that I was going to, like, I knew that it just wasn't like really that vibe. So I was just like sitting in my car panicking, just a moment of insecurity. So I thought that I would pull out my phone audio and then just record it and really, you know, just sit in that moment and show you guys like that side of the hijab. I can be, you know, all positive and happy and blah blah blah, and then there can be like negative moments, but I think it's extremely important to show like 360 all of the feelings of the hijab, the ups and downs, the middles, the insecurities. So this is that episode. I'm bringing that moment. You know, I haven't listened to it until then because I don't want to have second thoughts, but I remember it was just a genuine moment of panic, but in the end, it turned out to be okay. So you get to see kind of the whole experience. Yeah, I'm excited to see what you guys think, or really just to listen to this, and I hope you guys can relate. So without further ado, let's get into that episode. I'm sitting here in my car. It's Eid, so Eid Mubarak to all of those who celebrate. I don't know when this recording is going to go out, but happy Eid. I just woke up this morning and just went to grab donuts and coffee. And I decided on the way back to pick up flowers for my mom and aunt, because I just love like always getting flowers for occasions. But I'm kind of in this mini like hijab panic, and I know maybe, hopefully, I don't know, a lot of like other hijabi women go through this, because not everywhere that you go you're gonna see someone like wearing the hijab. And I think for me right now on Eid, like I wear a abay, like a black abay, a black hijab, and I go out and that's what I have now. So I came to Calloway's nursery, and oh god, I know there's like, you know, a lot of white Americans here. Like, I doubt I would ever find a hijabi here. So I'm like sitting in my car kind of freaking out, because I don't know, like I just feel so like judged or attacked, like if I get down. And I just want to buy some flowers, like it's an outdoor nursery, but I'm wearing like the first time, like, you know, in Texas, like I don't just go out like in abay. And so this would literally be, I'm kind of like sitting in my car freaking out the first time that I would step out. Like, I don't know, like I don't know if someone's gonna look at me the wrong way, they're like gonna ignore me. And I don't know why I care so much, like who cares, it's Eid, I want to buy flowers. But yeah, I just thought I would really share, like I just love being authentic on the spot and share just true moments that I go through as a hijabi living in a southern state in Texas. And really, like now I look like a straight up Khaliji. Loving it, that's my vibe. Once a year I pull out that Khaliji costume, the black big sunglasses, my black hijab wrapped around, and then my black abay. So I'm like full-on like Arab Khaliji. They probably think I'm like someone's grandma or something, which I love, a little disguise. But I just felt so off, and maybe I'm like overthinking it, but you know what, in this moment, deep breath and go back to the affirmation that you hold authority over your hijab. It's in your control, it's in your power, and in no one else's. And like, what's the worst thing that can happen right now? If I get down, I'm just gonna mind my business, shop for whatever flowers I want for my mom and my aunt, and then go back home and just celebrate Eid. You know, who cares, whatever, I don't care. Well, I do care, but I'm just gonna go through it. I have my donuts here from Krispy Kreme, I have my coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, and the last thing is just to pick up flowers. And I've been here before, and yeah, that's the thing. So like, I've been here before, and I've gotten like that odd vibe, like just being the only hijabi, basically just being ignored. Like I had to hunt down someone to help me, you know, that kind of vibe. So yeah, whatever, I'm gonna go for it. And remember, at the end of the day, you hold the power of your hijab, and you get to choose how you feel about it. And whatever people think of you in the hijab, you know, especially that, obviously the feeling is like worse when you're wearing a abay, because it's like full on, you know, and especially when it's all black, you can't control how others feel. So whatever they feel, that's all about them, and it has like nothing to do with me. So that's just what I want to leave you guys with. If you're ever in a situation like this, just go for it. Take a deep breath, say the affirmation, and remember that you are in control of your hijab. No one else is. I'm coming back to tell you that I take back everything that I said before. I was totally overthinking as usual, but surprisingly this time it was like a different vibe. Like I went inside the nursery and someone, a lady,
Like, first I said hi to a lady. She was cool, chill, kind of told me about the flowers, where they're at, what I'm looking for. I was just, like, looking for something small. And then I just, like, keep walking, and then I get another lady come up to me, and she's, like, asking if she can help me, and I said, yeah, and we talked, and she was very nice, and she led me, like, to these small flowers I was looking for, and even took back the flowers that I had originally, and I think it just goes to show that you are your biggest critic. That's at least true for me. And at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is the way that you carry yourself. I think that I definitely felt a different vibe once I went inside because it's so obvious that I stand out. I'm wearing, like, I look like the Grim Reaper. It's like 105 degrees in Texas and everyone around here, you know, white with trucks. But I felt so, like, welcomed and appreciated because I guess I stood out so much. And they're like, well, if she's out here and this hot wearing that and she stands out and blah, 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 I would have so much respect for her or something, or I don't know. Like, I guess you could just feel it in there. Like, if people can feel that you're, like, okay with who you are, comfortable with who you are, and don't care about, like, boundaries or being kind of, like, standing out of the crowd, then they're gonna be okay with it too, and they're gonna celebrate you and appreciate you. And I think that's definitely what I felt here today. So I'm so glad that I stepped out of my comfort zone. I hold on to my affirmation. I stood confident as a hijabi in a southern state, wearing abaya, black, all black, so hot on Eid. So just goes to show, at the end of the day, if you're ever having these moments, just go back to yourself, be confident, it's yours, and hopefully, most likely, there are going to be people in there and out there that stand by you and appreciate you. But first, you need to have that appreciation and confidence in yourself.
Thank you for tuning in and spending this time listening to this episode. If you could take 1 second to support this podcast by sharing it and leaving an honest review, it would mean so much to me and help us to reach many different audiences to spread our stories about the hijab. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.
Thanks for reaching the end of the episode. We hope you learned something new about the women who wear the hijab. You can watch the recorded video of this episode on YouTube at Journal Hijabi. And be sure to follow our Instagram at Journal Hijabi to stay updated on all things hijabi and help spread our stories. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.